Earlier this month, District Attorney Brooke Jenkins announced her office will dismiss the manslaughter charges against SFPD officer Kenneth Chaw, who shot Trent Moore in 2017 on the steps of his own home. Chaw and other officers were responding to a noise complaint from a neighbor who had a noise restraining order against Moore. Moore died in 2020 from injuries stemming from the gunshot wound in his abdomen. Kenneth Blackmon is Moore's brother. He said that he received the call informing him of the DA's decision to dismiss the charges against Chaw just one day after someone from the same office has told him they were setting a preliminary hearing date. Blackmon said that the justice system was failing him.
I spent 20 years of my life working for juvenile probation right here in San Francisco. I know what's going on in that building. It's not justice. I've never seen anything like this in all my career. What I'm seeing now is a miscarriage of justice.
In 2021, the office of former District Attorney Chesa Boudin charged the officer with voluntary manslaughter, assault with a semi-automatic firearm, enhancements for personal use of a firearm, and infliction of great bodily injury. The case is one of three high-profile shootings by police officers that Boudin's office pursued and that Jenkins' office has since decided to drop. She notably dropped the charges against SFPD officer Christopher Samayoa, who killed Keita O'Neill in 2017, and Christopher Flores, who shot Jamaica Hampton in 2019. James Birch is the deputy director of the Anti-Police Terror Project. It's an organization that aims to protect communities of color from police violence. He said Jenkins has no career interest in pursuing the police in this kind of case.
When she was elected to basically give the police carte blanche in the city of San Francisco, right? She was elected on a law and order ticket. It's been very clear that she has no interest in prosecuting police for any of their actions, and that's been what she's done since she took office.
In a statement, Jenkins justified the dismissal of the charges by saying she couldn't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Cha didn't act in self-defense. The statement also said Boudin took on the police shooting case for political reasons and that she committed to fair and ethical prosecution regardless of position, status, or title. According to his family, Sean Moore was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, and a seizure was likely the cause of the noise his neighbor was complaining about. Yoel Haley is the director of the Criminal Justice Program for the American Civil Liberties Union of Northern California. He said that without systematic police intervention in mental health crises in the first place, many cases like Sean Moore's could be avoided.
The police have no business responding to mental health related calls. They're not mental health professionals. You know, you would never send, you know, a lawyer to go do an medical operation on a patient, just like you should never send a police officer to respond to someone who's suffering from mental illness. Instead, we should send therapists, clinicians, whose job and whose training it is to deal with those kinds of situations. And this is one of those cases. If we had that system in place, Sean Moore would be alive today.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta can still decide to review the case and prosecute the officer on behalf of the state. He's unlikely to do so, however, given the fact that he's declined to prosecute the similar case of Keita O'Neill when DA Jenkins also dropped the charges. For KPFA in San Francisco, I'm Jill Martel.